November 20, Acts 4:32 and 5:11, mishandling God's goods. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee. Deuteronomy 23:21. The brief but terrible history of Ananias and Sapphira is traced by the pen of inspiration for the benefit of all who profess to be the followers of Christ. This important lesson has not rested with sufficient weight upon the minds of our people. This one marked evidence of God's retributive justice is fearful and should lead all to fear and tremble to repeat sins which brought such a punishment. Ananias and his wife Sapphira had the privilege of hearing the gospel preached by the apostles. While under the direct influence of the Spirit of God, they made a pledge to give to the Lord certain lands. But when they were no longer under this heavenly influence, the impression was less forcible, and they began to question and draw back from fulfilling the pledge which they had made. Covetousness was first cherished, then ashamed to have their brethren know that their selfish souls grudged that which they had solemnly dedicated and pledged to God. Deception was practiced. When convicted of their falsehood, their punishment was instant death. Not to the early church only, but to all future generations, this example of God's hatred of covetousness, fraud, and hypocrisy was given as a danger signal. When the heart is stirred by the influence of the Holy Spirit, and a vow is made to give a certain amount, the one who vows has no longer any right to the consecrated portion. Promises of this kind made to men would be looked upon as binding. Are those not more binding that are made to God? Many spend money lavishly in self-gratification. Men and women consult their pleasure and gratify their taste while they bring to God almost unwillingly a stinted offering. They forget that God will one day demand a strict account of how his goods have been used, and that he will no more accept the pittance they hand into the treasury than he accepted the offering of Ananias and Sapphira.